In 2021, two journalists,
strangers, really, we've since gotten to know each other a little bit,
embarked on a journey to answer a strange but simple question, or so we thought.
Why does Amy Adams do so many bathing scenes?
She really does a lot.
That's a ton.
We kept seeing her in bathtubs and showers and even a lake.
Amy's an A-lister. If she doesn't want to do a bathtub scene, she probably doesn't have to. It all seems performative. I mean, yes, obviously it's a performance, but it seems like a secret performance, a coded performance, directed at somebody. But who and why? Experience has taught me that a stupid theory usually has a stupid explanation. So I just assumed she was doing it to win awards.
Because she's won a bunch of critics' awards, a couple Golden Globes, and she's been nominated for 6 Oscars, but famously has never won.
Could doing a tub scene be a secret shortcut to Hollywood's biggest night?
And then the implications were very ominous. Is Amy Adams trying to game the system? We knew we had to get scientific with it. So we studied a bunch of movies, including a sample of 1,500 films from 1922 to today. And along the way, we discovered a secret history of bathtubs in cinema.
Cecil B. DeMille was the filmmaker of the silent era, known for his bathtub scenes. And for him, there was something sensual and decadent about the tub itself that was worth paying attention to.
I'm Brandon R. Reynolds.
And I'm Gabby Lombardo.
And we are the two aforementioned journalists who decided to take on this project. And we talked to a lot of great people along the way, most of whom had no idea what we were talking about. But they were game to talk to us.
I really think there's something about nudity and women and bravery of performance. And the bathtub is an opportunity to do more than one of those things.
And maybe crying in the bathtub allows them for those kind of great moments of intimate acting that might get you consideration, in that case, for an Emmy, or in other cases, for an Oscar.
And so I think there's something where being in a bath encapsulates the vulnerability of femininity.
And we didn't just look at tubs and showers, which would have been the same thing to do. We looked at all the other ways that people immerse themselves in water to tell a story. That includes rivers and lakes and, for one unfortunate coked-up period in the 80s, a lot of hot tubs.
This is the story of America's obsession with bathing on the big screen. From its early horny origins to the feminine urge to dissociate in a beautiful freestanding clawfoot. It's the story of Amy's pursuit of greatness.
And all of that is tied up with consumerism.
And nostalgia.
And all the things we do for recognition.
Anything for that gold.
From Grab Bag Collab and Because It's True Productions, this is
Why is Amy in the Bath?
We'll see you in the tub.